This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the way today, meatloaf recipes, stupid world records, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Right. You go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy.
Well, with some reluctance, the Vatican is cashing in on the 1-900 numbers.
Oh, Lord.
Now there
are
actually numbers.
No, this isn't really a true story,
yes,
is it?
Yes, this is a true story.
Where did you find it?
It's off the wall.
Wait a second. What kind of pervert wants to call the Pope confession?
Hi, what are you wearing?
What hat do you have on?
Oh, it's a robe. Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, there is actually a number you can call to reach special messages from Pope John Paul II. And I just happened to have the number here, and I think we should dial it.
Okay.
Here.
There we go. It's on the air. Calm down, all right?
Okay. Here we go.
This is Dial a Pope.
Dial a Pope, yep.
Hey, have you seen that Brooke Shields that you wanted?
Wait a minute.
You dial a hope.
Hang up. Let's dial it again.
Hang on. I got the line two going here. Go. This should be it.
Hello, is Jim there?
Jim?
Oh, wait. Did you guys call me?
Yes.
Who is this? Is this the Pope?
This is Dwayne.
Oh, this must be Dial a Dope.
Being charged is $1.45. Take
these in,
man.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Thank you.
Let me try it again.
Gosh, one more time.
Give
here.
Me.
You hit the right
one
number, please.
Can
you do anything right?
No.
This is it. Hello?
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 Hello? Is this Dial a Pope?
No, this is Dial a Man Eating a Cantaloupe. Don't hang up. I don't give him any calls.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Hello.
Who's that again?
Josh Arnold.
Hi.
He's back.
Yes, feeling much better.
You going to see how great Christy looks today?
I do. Thank you.
Well, she's so sort of wearing something red, right? Is that right?
Reminds me of my cousin Mark.
Your cousin Mark?
How so?
My favorite cousin.
What a compliment.
Because he used to wear a red check jacket like that. It's really nice.
Oh, really?
Did you learn nothing when we were at lunch and you told our female server that she resembled NASCAR driver Jimmy Spencer? Haven't you heard?
That was a mistake. But you were there. She looked just
like. I'll probably never wear the sweater again anyways.
No, I really like that.
No, it's not that. Can you see how fuzzy it is?
Twin. Oh, it's very fuzzy.
That gets in my mouth somehow, and I don't know how that works.
Anyone?
Well,
I've got some clippers. Everything falls into her mouth, fellas.
She doesn't know how it works.
I don't know how.
Now, do you get a lot of static electricity wearing that?
I haven't noticed it so far, but I have a lot of humidifiers in my home. I haven't...
Because I told you the other day I was... my little girl, Finn, who just celebrated her 9th birthday. Happy birthday, Finn. She
is in a wheelchair temporarily because she had to have some surgery on her leg. She's fine, doing great, hobbling around. But we're at the mall because that, you know, there's not much you can do. And so we've been going around. And for some reason, I'm not sure if it's my shoes or what, but you have to take the elevator to get to the other side of the mall. You got to go up and across and then down. And every time I touch that elevator button, I mean, it is a massive, massive shock. It's like... So she thought that was just hilarious.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Every time I did it. We were there on Saturday. And she said, oh, I want to do it, Daddy. Forgetting. And she got zapped. I was high-fiving the air. That was really fun.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. You guys see them games yesterday?
Oh, yes.
That might be first time in history, and I don't know if you can fact check this, that might be the first time ever the NFL had better finishes than Pornhub. Swear to God. And Mahomes from the Chiefs, Mahomes, he probably made $1 billion with his last-minute heroics. And with 13 seconds on the clock, and he scored. I mean, doing that much damage in 13 seconds, he'll be the new face of erectile dysfunction for the next 40 years. Swear to God. Yeah, I bet you'll see Mahomes' face on every gas station boner pill now. He'll be doing meet and greets at every come and go both sides of Mississippi. You know, double his salary. Oh, and who wore it better? Tom Brady's bottom lip or Curt Schilling's sock from the World Series circus?
The blood on the sock.
Yeah.
Well, Brady walked off the field like Rambo. He didn't wipe it off. And you think about it, hell, he's probably about as old as Stallone. That was Stallone's last movie, I think. Rambo 7, First Blood in my stool. And I'll say it like this. I don't know about you guys, but so much for home field advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every road team won this weekend except for Chiefs. And I didn't want to get all wrapped up in stats. But I think Collinsworth said that's the worst example of home field advantage since the Branch Davidians. Maybe you fact check it. I'm going to have to listen to your answer.
I'm shocked if Collinsworth said that. That's kind of an analogy.
Certainly, it didn't help the Davidians.
No.
I'd like to thank you, Chick, because the whole time I was watching the game, I just kept hearing Tony Romo going, "Oh, Jim!
Oh, God, Jim!
I don't know if he does it more than other color commentators, but he says Jim more than.
But he's great.
But people love it. I don't mind it as much as I used to.
Well, it's fun to watch him go. It'll either be Tyreek Hill in the corner, or it'll be Travis Kelce down the middle. Yep, Travis Kelce down the middle. Perfect.
I guess
it's real fun to watch.
If you guess. You know, plays every time.
He sounds like a guy that you're just watching a game with. He doesn't sound like a typical boring sort of commentator.
Is that right?
Well, Chick, do you ever watch the Manning cast? Because Peyton guesses what every play is going to be, and he's almost every time wrong. It's hilarious to watch. He has a lot of fun with it.
Now you're on to something. Have you seen the new Caesars? They were running the Caesars commercial yesterday with Cooper, Peyton, Eli, and Archie. And it was J.B. Smoove and Halle Berry.
No, and I've asked this question, Josh.
Yeah.
If they have determined what the over-under will be on commercials featuring at least one Manning in the Super Bowl.
I bet that Caesars one may run in the Super Bowl.
I think the over-under would be 4.
Wow.
And again, it counts if it's any one of the Mannings or all of them or any variation on that.
Okay.
We'll have to see. I don't know.
Oh, this just in.
Oh, no. He's down, Jim. Oh, Jim. Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh, Joe.
Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Next to Ken, Jim.
Do not leave his dinner in the oven, Jim.
Looks like we're wearing a suit
on
Wednesday.
Promise we you brought a black suit with you, Jim.
Somebody go to the Carnations.
We have if we could break away from sports.
So, but
briefly.
what if we did our show like, okay, Tom, what do you think we're going to do next, Tom? How are you doing, Tom? You don't need to say it.
Right.
I see.
You see what I'm saying,
Josh? I do, yes.
You know what I'm saying, Josh.
I understand.
You understand, Josh.
Oh, I got you.
In radio, it's kind of important because there's
Chick, I understand,
more than
Chick.
One of us in
you're
here.
You're doing a great job, Chick.
Hold up. The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Don't you want to hear about Tom Brady cussing at the ref?
Sure, but before we get to that, we promised we would do this story about Mr. Loaf. Sadly, the very fine singer and actor, Marvin Lee Adey, died, better known as Meatloaf.
From Fight Club.
A bunch of movies. Rocky Horror, et cetera, et cetera. But there was a unfortunate coincidence, Christy.
It was a coincidence, and I don't know why everybody's up in arms, but Weber Grills has apologized for releasing an ill-timed meatloaf recipe. Weber's recipe of the week email containing instructions on how to prepare barbecue meatloaf.
Yes.
Coincided with the news of the death, of course, of rock star Meatloaf.
And unfortunately, the recipe was, first you get an oven, set it at 3,600 degrees.
Oh, not
and
long.
And then place meatloaf in the oven for 3 to 4 hours.
Not long after sending out the recipe.
You looked up on the premium person, didn't you?
He did. He did research for that punchline.
You Googled that.
Weber Grills followed up offering its sincerest apologies to recipients.
Not their fault at all.
No. The company said, at the time we shared this recipe with you, we were not aware of the unfortunate passing
of
American singer, actor Meatloaf. I know, I can't believe
it just underscores
something.
A lack of taste, which, by the way, Meatloaf didn't have much of a taste there last week or two.
You know, I...
Wow.
Is that what... That's what you're going for? You're going for the old COVID joke.
Oh, yeah, COVID. Okay. Yeah,
is that what got him?
Yeah, okay. COVID, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Isn't
poor
Tom
man.
Funny? Now that needs an apology.
Yeah.
Well, I think that this is historically the Weber people have had just tasteless. I mean, the thing, what was it, 3 weeks ago, the steak 2-2?
Steak 2-2. In honor of the late Desmond.
Desmond 2-2.
Do you ever realize a joke, it takes you a while, it kind of goes over your head, and then you go, oh, no, that was mean.
And then I thought that they had the CEO singing that on TikTok. I will do anything for lunch.
I would do anything.
Now, Willie, didn't you have a theory about how they were going to cremate meatloaf?
Sometimes you tell a joke in the moment. We're all having fun. It's
yeah,
easy.
Sure.
You get a little bit mean, and then you make me repeat it now, and I don't know if I want to, but I will. Josh, what happened was Jeff Hoskin made a very rude joke about the death of Meatloaf.
I have no doubt. Jeff's a rude man.
And I
man.
Said, oh, Jeff, don't do that. Please don't do that. And don't say that they put him in a coffin and that on top of it they put a ketchup gelatin. Please, Jeff.
Yeah, no, Jeff, you can't do that.
He's sensitive.
Right. Jeff, you can't say that most of the coffin was filled with him, but then they threw in breadcrumbs to make it. You can't do that, Jeff.
No. You can't do that. You can't say the secret is beef.
You can't say
pork.
They only cremated him until he got the burnt heads. You can't do that, Jeff. Oscar, what is wrong with you?
Damn it, Jeff, stop right. it.
Did you see who else passed away?
Oh, just 1 second. I'd want to. I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
He's got another cremation joke.
No. I just, when the Weber Grill people ran their what do you want to call it? I guess recipe.
Recipe of the week email, yeah.
For the recipe of the week, and it happened to be Meatloaf following the tragic death of Meatloaf. They, listed the ingredients, and there were only three, but they said if you don't have them all, two out of three ain't bad.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Willie, I just sent you a picture. Tom, I sent you a picture, too. Jess Hooker had meatloaf for her family over the weekend. Have you gotten your picture yet?
Is that right?
No.
Now, written in ketchup, it says R.I.P.
This is so insensitive.
That's hilarious. Terribly insensitive. Sorry.
So why didn't anybody...
I am Robert Paulson.
Sorry, Christy, what else were you going to say?
Don Wilson passed away. Do you know who he is?
Yes, the guitar player for The Ventures.
That's right. He died at the age of 88 at home, surrounded by his children of natural causes.
I would venture to say that you're the only one who knew that.
Love this.
Did he come up with this, or is he the rhythm guitar?
He's the rhythm guitarist.
What southern band did they steal this from?
So that's not the dead guy.
This is from, like, what, 60? Dino knows 60.
What's he most famous for? You know, their band Ventures, most famous for? Chick?
Run, Don't Walk?
Yeah.
That and?
Walk, Don't Run.
Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii 5-0.
Is that Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great sound.
Book and Dano.
Great guitars.
That's
incredible. Surf guitar, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole surf guitar thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, very sadly, a friend of the show, great comedian.
Louis Anderson
died on Friday.
Wonderful comedian, man.
His first Carson appearance.
Brilliant. Unbelievable.
Hilarious. But always funny. And then he, as they say, had a second career when he essentially portrayed his mom in the show Baskets, which he was dressed up as a
award
woman.
Award
winning. Yeah, yeah.
Hosted Family Feud for a while there, too.
Yes. Yeah. And he's in Coming to America, a bunch of funny roles.
Had a great cartoon out there also we used to watch all
the
time. We watched that as kids all the time.
I want to say, I don't have it in front of me, I think he was one of 11 kids.
Wow.
So, anyway, some sad news there.
Rest in peace there, Louis.
Finally in sports.
Hooray!
There you go.
Is that what you were looking for?
That's exactly what NBA legend Charles Barkley, a little bit of controversy over the weekend. He made an appearance on TNT's Inside the NBA. Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Shaq, during the halftime report, Barkley paused his analysis to clean his glasses. He pulled out a glasses case, grabbed a cloth, but first... licked the lenses before cleaning them. And Ernie Johnson went crazy.
Sick.
People used to do that all the time.
They did. I can't believe somebody all still does it.
Come on, Chuck. What are you doing? You're not supposed to clean your glasses that way, said Ernie. Barkley said, don't be ridiculous. That's how I clean my glasses. Yes, Charles Barkley sounds a little bit like Shaq.
Well.
Barkley said, I need to be able to see, man. It's more important for me to see than worry about hygiene. And then... Twitter got at him, of course, with people licking various things, saying, this is Charles Barkley. And there's a little baby putting his face up on a patio door, licking it with it. It's Charles Barkley. That's probably Barkley's kid, actually. Okay, that's sports. I've worn out my welcome.
Sorry.
I can feel it.
I'm busy over here.
Tom, remember?
Wait a minute. Didn't I give you a world record?
Oh, shoot.
Well, we'll have to come back with that because the phone is ringing.
Remember when Tom used to listen to us and care about what we were saying?
I have an emergency. I'm dealing with this.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's me, Sir Charles.
Yes.
So I guess by now y'all see I clean my glasses.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, see, I do it real quick, you know, like a lizard hitting a fruit fly. And like they say in that commercial, a little dab will do you. And yeah, Josh, that's about as much tongue as I gave Madonna. Because the last thing I want to be called for is 3 seconds in the paint. Y'all stay cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sir Charles.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Stupid world record.
Man, oh, man. A Utah marathoner has broken the Guinness World Record for running the fastest marathon while dressed as a vegetable.
Which vegetable?
Well, Karen Ann Quinlan.
Yeah. Terry Sheehan.
Both, you're playing with him this morning.
Really?
You two are in the penalty box.
Thank you for contemporizing.
Wasn't there a Von Bülow?
No. Yeah.
Anyway... well, let's guess. Vegetable. Everybody guess.
Eggplant. That's
Carrot.
Eggplant would be too suggestive, I think.
You're right, these days.
I can't guess because I know the story.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say cucumber.
Oh, that's suggestive.
Yeah. Sleek.
Oh, okay. Jordan Maddox completed the Rock and Roll Arizona Marathon 2 hours, 44 minutes. Nice time.
Yeah,
I think the funniest would be tomato.
It's a
just a big old tomato running down.
That would be fun.
I like your cucumber thing because then I'd make a joke. You started as a cucumber, you finish as a pickle.
Oh,
that'd be
kind
of fun for me to joke.
Oh, here's, okay. Here's a picture
especially
of the guy.
In the Arizona sun, you get all dried out.
He was wearing a carrot costume.
It is a carrot costume.
How about that?
Yep.
According to Running Magazine, Maddox ran for the Release Recovery Foundation, which helps those struggling with addiction and mental illness.
You know how hard my mailman would laugh if he were putting a copy of a Running Magazine in his mail?
Check the address 3 times.
Vegetable company, the Green Giant. Oh, they make a nice burger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
You get the vegetables in the bag and just
steam them up.
Put them in the microwave.
Yeah,
boop, come back, veggie heaven. Green Giant has since announced that they would be donating $5,000 towards Maddox fundraising efforts. Maddox previously broke the Guinness World Record for fastest marathon while dressed as a fruit in 2020.
What fruit? A banana?
He ran a marathon in 2 hours 41
Rip Taylor?
There you go.
And you have a comment. That's two.
There you go. Oh, Louis Anderson.
There. You can't hold back here.
Don't go after
him. I'm not going after him. It was a banana costume.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Those are great times.
Yes. Sure. They're damn fine marathon times.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Anything under 3 hours is amazing.
Yeah, Anything
over 3 hours is amazing.
I'm surprised he didn't go as a tomato.
Why?
Well, if there was someone in front of him, that would help him catch up.
Oh, my Lord.
You hear that?
You know that's in Pulp Fiction, right? Uma Thurman tells that joke about mama tomato, papa tomato, and baby tomato.
I don't know.
Baby tomato's lagging behind, and papa tomato goes back and steps on him
Much different joke.
That's a fine joke.
No,
well, you can compare yourself to Tarantino now.
Oh, okay.
The finest writers in the history of the animation.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, since you decided to go out and check the oil in your car. Wherever you go,
hydrogen peroxide will take care of that, Tom.
Be
a good sport.
Pour it down your dog's throat, it'll puke.
Yep. An instrument maker in the UK has created the world's first vegan violin.
Just in case it wasn't pretentious enough.
Wow. Oh, it's okay.
Padraig O'Dublato. Whatever. Made the instrument.
Oh, I love that Beatles song.
Obladago.
Are you sure it's Obladago?
I don't know. Obladago.
Ode to Joy?
Made the instrument entirely free of animal products in his Malvern Hills workshop during the coronavirus lockdown. The body of the violin, the first in the world to be registered with the Vegan Society's trademark, I guess. And according to BBC, it was created using poplar, berries, and spring water, while natural replacements were used in place of animal-based glues. The Vegan Society said historically, horsehair, hooves, horns, and bones have been used to create instruments.
Hmm.
So it's the first vegan violin.
Yeah, I tasted it. It tastes just like a regular violin.
That was not nice.
You can't tell the difference. They're calling it the impossible violin.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.